Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back, hour number three, Pharrell Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High here with you. And we start hour number three with our good friend Smiley Kaufman. The Smiley Show right here on Sports Grid, coming off of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Smiley was out there. Have you dried off yet, Smiley? I guess that has to be the first question. Have you dried off yet?
Well, now that you mention it, I just realized I need to take these shoes that I wore yesterday out of a bag that I got from the hotel room. There's no telling what they probably smell like. They're probably still so wet. You have no idea how wet these fairways were. I mean, it was every single step. It was like I was walking in a puddle.
It certainly looked that way. And I'm actually going to start there. And listen, we're going to give JJ Spawn his deserved flowers and bouquets in a moment. But obviously the course itself, as it usually is with U.S. Open, Smiley, they're kind of the story first, right? What about the course? And Oakmont was tough. I mean, have one guy finish under par for the entire week, that's what they want. They want something like that at a place like this. I did think, though, Smiley, as much as we love this stuff and we love watching guys hack it up out of big rough and everything, I think it was tough that they played and they finished yesterday in the kind of conditions that they were playing in for the final round of a U.S. Open. I thought it was a little too much. I mean, Sam Burns is hitting out of a pond on one hole. And I don't think it would have mattered if he got the drop or not. I think that Spawn still would have won. But I thought the conditions were a little over the top, Smiley, in the back nine, and they should have waited till this morning.
They probably should have. I think it was definitely a little past borderline. And the only comparison that you can possibly make is, okay, let's say this was a PGA Tour event. What would the PGA Tour have done with the rule set that they have on site? And would they have deemed the conditions of the golf course to be playable? I think they probably would have waited a little longer to send the guys out to let the fairways try to just absorb a little bit of that rain that just came down came down in buckets for like 30 minutes. And of course, USGA probably has a prerogative. They want to finish on Sunday night in prime time. And so do we as broadcasters. It isn't our decision. They decide when to go, when not to go. But of course, I was happy to leave this morning. That was nice for me. But I'm with you. I mean, these guys, Mike, they train every single day to have an opportunity to be, you know, in the mix on the back nine of a Sunday. And you hate to see, you know, just the quirkiness of really wet golf balls and having no control over how far the ball goes or left and right, which I understand is part of the sport. But when it gets to kind of a point where, you know, guys are literally playing in conditions they never played in before, that's where I think it got a little dicey for sure.
When guys are in the middle of the fairway and they're hitting shots with enormous splashes of water coming out from the ball, that's kind of the telltale sign for me. But all that being said, Smiley, everyone had to play in the same conditions. Sure. And when you had a guy shoot 40 on the front who was in the final two pairs and you're thinking, I mean, you were out there with him And you're thinking, all right, well, we're probably going to be leaning away from JJ here for the most part because he's fallen out of it. The holes he played on 17 and 18, the shots that he made on 17 and 18, including obviously the 60-plus foot bomb putt to finish it out. I thought the drive on 17, the putt on 18, those are the two shots, Smiley, that won him the U.S. Open.
And even the drive on 18, that's a very, very difficult drive at 18. To step up there and hit it right down the middle of that fairway was big time. And, of course, like when you're walking up the fairway, it hadn't been raining. And then, you know, right as you get to his golf ball, it just starts coming down again. And so now you got this misty fog that's rolling in, this rain that is basically coming in sideways. And you can't even make out the flag stick at 18. I'm looking around for it. I can't even find it. But all you can see is basically the green and a bunch of people. And he had 202 yards, flushes a 6-iron, left side of the green. And I'm thinking, okay, that's going to be a difficult two putt. And then Victor goes next. And he should have gotten casual water relief, wasn't granted casual water relief at 18. And then hits it in the exact same spot as JJ. And if you've seen any of the interviews with JJ after, just talking about how it felt like it was destiny because his first win at San Antonio, like the same thing happened to him where Scott Stallings hits a shot out of the bunker and it goes right past his mark, giving him the exact read that he needed to have. And he's like, well, this is just destiny. And the lag putt, Mike, it was a very difficult one. I got right behind the golf ball to see, you know, what exactly he was facing. The speed was going to be the biggest challenge. I mean, there was about 6 to 7 feet of break, but the speed I thought was going to be really tough to get a gauge on because mainly it was, you know, you got all this moisture on the green, it's dark, you're putting through this gully in the green and then up over a ridge. And, you know, luckily Victor Hovland hit the same putt, but still he went up there and I mean, hit the putt of his life. Just one of the coolest things I've ever seen in person and probably will ever see. A guy to make a 65-footer on the last hole to win the U.S. Open.
Yeah, and look, he could probably take that same exact putt another 20 times and he'd probably miss 19 out of the 20, right? But he made the one. He made the one. And look, even if he came up this short, Smiley, all he had to do was tap in, he still would have won the U.S. Open. But that's a hell of a way to finish the way that he did it. And look, I know this kind of feels out of nowhere to a lot of people, but this was a guy who his game has improved so much this year. Lost in a playoff to Rory at the Players. You've seen him move up the rankings this year. Looks like he's probably even going to get to play in the Ryder Cup now because of all those automatic
points. Oh, he is in the Ryder Cup.
He's going to be in the Ryder Cup. What a hell of a life-changing moment for JJ Spaun.
Oh, yeah. Last year, he was on the brink of missing his car or losing his PGA Tour card. And then a year later, he's having a breakout season. You know, him and Ben Griffin have been the two stars this season as far as just, breakout stars, throwing Andrew Novak in the mix there too. But JJ Spaun going second place at the Players and then first at the U.S. Open? I mean, come on. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, I think any top player in the game would say that would be, you know, a really, really good season for them if they did those two things. And JJ Spaun just out of nowhere has done it this season and has had multiple top fives like you talked about. And he's always been solid, Mike. I've played with him on tour multiple times. We always used to get paired together. And it always seemed like to me with his game is that he just never quite believed in himself. Always was kind of like Eeyore out there. Always was really down on himself. Mm-hmm. Didn't ever really look like he was having a whole lot of fun. And the golf kind of gets you that way. It can beat you up. And I think the overall change in philosophy of just not being so hard on himself and just kind of going out and playing more confidently, that's been the motto for him this year. And then all of a sudden the talents come out and then a putter that's been locked up in jail for a long time has been really good this season.
It certainly has. And we do have to turn the page quickly, Smiley, because we go right into a signature event this week. And before you go, I got just a little bit over a minute left. We go to Cromwell, TPC, River Island.
Sure,
we've got the
sure.
Travelers. I mean, let's go. We got Scotty. We got Rory. We got all the big names going right back at it. Who do you like this week?
I like a lot of guys. I think so many players come to mind. Cam Young's playing really good golf right now. He's like the one guy that really pops up for me. He's just trending, it seems like, to a potential win. I still feel like Jordan has a good week in him. He's hitting it really well. And if he can just put you know, he just has too many like bad moments in a tournament. If he can just keep those away, he's hitting it plenty good enough to contend. So I really am cheering for him because I want to see him on this Ryder Cup team, and I think he needs a really good week.
My first two clicks this morning, Jordan and Cameron Young. Smiley Kaufman, the Smiley Show. Catch it right here on Sports Grid. Come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so Smiley did a great job at the Open on NBC all weekend, you know what I mean?
He did, and he was with Spawn all day on Sunday because he has the second-to-last group is who he usually follows. So he was with Spawn and Victor Hovland, and he was just saying how he had, you know, he got right behind. He was looking at that putt. He still can't believe that he made, he made that bomb to finish things off, and he said it was brutal out there. The weather was brutal. Everything was brutal.
You know what that belt reminded me of was when they were in the rain delay, they showed the 08 open that Tiger Woods won, and he made that gigantic, like, you know, 70-foot putt with all those people in the trees and in the grass behind him, and they went crazy. That putt that he made yesterday was a once-in-a-lifetime putt. He'll never do that again. In a major on the 72nd hole to win a major, I will bet my life on it. But he made that one. And that one will go down. It doesn't matter. You know what he is? It doesn't matter if he's Danny Willett and he never wins again the rest of his life. He'll have that moment forever. And it was a $4.3 million putt.
$4.3 million putt, and as I was, me and Smiler, you know, he's going to be on a Ryder Cup team now because of automatic points. Like, he's going to play for the United States in a Ryder Cup at Bethpage. He got a lot of gas out of that win yesterday. Congratulations to him. All right, let me rip through the rest of this baseball, and then we got to get to tonight's games. I've got other stuff to do, too. Reds beat the Tigers 8-4. Your boy Ellie's hot right now. He homered in his fourth straight game, and the Reds are the only team in baseball that hasn't been swept this year. So I know
that's
they go
crazy.
Back and forth. Yeah, it is crazy considering we're now in mid-June. Orioles beat the Angels 11-2. Your boy Gary Sanchez had a grand slam in that game. He's back. Sanchez. Gary getting involved for the Orioles, who, of course, have been playing a little better baseball. Trout's hitting 350 over his last 15 games.
Great. He's coming to Yankee Stadium hitting 350. Look out.
Rockies beat the Braves 10-1. Grant Holmes actually lost yesterday. What do you have, like 15 strikeouts, Grant Holmes, for the Braves?
How is that possible? How in God's name do you strike out 15 and lose 10-1?
That's Grant for you. Big Grant Holmes. Strider had 13 on Saturday. That game they did win. Ronald Acuna Jr. in his first 20 games back, 387, 7 homers, 13 RBIs. 3 doubles, 1178 OPS, off to a very good start coming back. Yeah, but the problem is like you said at the end of last week, he's got good number. They're losing games to the Rockies. You know,
they still lose.
It's like, can't, they're buried.
Listen, they've won for so long that I'm not like losing any sleep over them losing. Let's be honest. I could care less about their problems.
I could either. The Nationals are in a real bad way right now. They have lost 8 games in a row. They were swept by the Marlins at home over the weekend. Now, this was actually from after Saturday's game when they lost, because they're not scoring runs, they're not doing anything. And I guess somebody decided to ask Nationals manager Davey Martinez if there's anything more that the coaches can be doing to get the Nats going. He didn't like that question.
It's never on coaching. Never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, and the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there, and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. We can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
Listen, I got to tell you, I really do, because I heard all about this, and it was blown out of proportion. There's nothing he said that I disagree with. I'll tell you what, though. The problem is that I don't think he's wrong at all. I think the problem is that now the players hate him. And so he blamed the players for everything, but I think he's right. I without question, he's right. I mean, what's next? You're going to tell me the Pirates suck because Gene Lamont's sitting on the bench not doing his job at 75, 80 years old? Listen, I'm telling you, once the players turn on you, I told you what happened to Peter DeBoer. Once the players turn on you, you are effed in pro sports. So I think that Dave Martinez is about to get fired. You cannot go on record slamming your players and blaming them for things, and then once they turn on you, you're finished.
Right. That's the problem with it. I bet you there's a lot of managers who would like to say exactly what Davey Martinez just said, but then they know there's going to be stories the next day, like there was in Washington, that the players aren't happy about what Davey Martinez said.
So what? They got to pay him, so fire him and give him all his money.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Phillies beat Toronto 11-4. They swept them over the weekend. Did you see the Zach Wheeler story saying that when his contract runs out after 2027, he's done. He won't be playing anymore. He's got 4 boys at home or 4 kids at home. He's going to be a dad. He ain't getting another contract after that.
Well, I don't have a problem with that because after 37, it only gets worse. And he's already made, $400 million. So he doesn't have to work ever again, neither do any of his kids or their kids. I mean, let's stop worrying about Zach Wheeler after his contract's over in 2 years. This is another dumb story. So someone dug this up and made this a story. We're going to worry about 2 years from now. What's going to happen to Zach Wheeler? Who cares? No one cares.
Rays beat the Mets 9-0 at Citi Field. They beat them all weekend long. The Rays beating with the Mets. The Astros beat up the Twins all weekend long. Hunter Brown had 12 Ks, 7 innings on Saturday. They are 27-13 at home. Best in the AL, the Houston Astros.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets
with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're talking baseball on a Monday from New York City on Coast to Coast.
A's beat the Royals 3-2. The A's have now swept the Royals this weekend. So after losing, what'd they lose, like 25 out of 28 or something like that, the A's, they've responded a little bit here this week.
The Royals got swept by the Yankees, and now the A's.
That's a, you talk about a bad homestand. That's a bad homestand. Bad week if you're the Kansas City Royals. Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2 in 10. Ian Happ had the walk-off hit there. Did they walk him off on Saturday, too? Did they walk the Pirates off on Saturday?
And then the Pirates walked them off in the Skeens on Friday. Lost Saturday by a run, lost Sunday by a run. And honestly, they are so awful. They are so anemic that they just cannot get any hits. Like, it is watching them. I'd rather have a root canal than watch them struggle to hit. Like, they are the worst hitting team I've ever seen in my life. They're the worst.
Skeens, the first pitcher in Major League Baseball history. That's history. To have an ERA below 1.80 over any 15-start stretch and have fewer than 5 wins to show for it. I feel like the Skeens stats just get crazier by the start.
Right there. You know, mic drop. Like, they never score runs. So how could he ever win a game when they never score a run? Every time he pitches, they have no runs. They are the worst team. They really are. I honestly think at the end of the day, the Rockies are better than them. I really do. That. And the A's. You know why?
Wow.
They got Soderstrom, Butler, Rooker. They got all kinds of guys that can hit. And I'll give you this. It's toe-to-toe with the Rockies, the two worst teams in baseball.
Well, you know what would be a great combination?
And the White
Sox. We could just get the A's lineup with the Pirate pitching staff, and we could just put them together into one team. They'd be a pretty good team, I think. You just need to put those two elements together, and they'd be all right. Brewers beat the Cards 3-2. Did you see Wilson Contreras and Rhys Hoskins jawing at each other all weekend long in that series? Everybody loves scraps in baseball.
Let's face facts. Contreras would beat his ass, and he made it clear that he would beat his ass. And then he called him all kinds of choice names, too, which were very effective. I liked all of it.
And him and his brother both homered in that game on Saturday. Against each other. Both the Contreras brothers had a homer.
He talks big when he's far away from you, but he won't say a word to your face. That's great.
He's telling it like it is. Rangers beat the White Sox 2-1. They got swept this weekend. The Rangers put your boy Tyler Molly on the IL. Fatigue in the throwing shoulder. That's never good. Savali started for the White Sox yesterday. He actually pitched all right. The word is that they're already planning on him pitching well like he did yesterday so that they can send him to somebody else by the trade deadline. That's their hopes and dreams with Aaron Savali. Good luck with all of that. The Mariners beat Cleveland 6-0. J.P. Crawford had a grand slam in that game. Jose Ramirez for Cleveland this year. We've done this like 4 years in a row, too. I think that this is always happens. He leads Cleveland in hits, runs, home runs, RBI, stolen bases, total bases, batting average, OBP, OPS, B war, F war, Q war, every war he leads Cleveland in.
World War III.
World War III for
which
him.
Which has begun already in the Middle East.
The Padres beat the Diamondbacks 8-2. Arizona actually got them. Did you see that comeback Saturday night when they were down? Arizona's had a lot of those this year. Big in the ninth inning and coming back to win those games. They did lose Jackson Merrill, the Padres. They had to put him on the 7-day concussion IL.
So he gets see him get that was
Marte. See Marte
happened,
smash him in the head with the tag on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Yeah. And he was rolling around on the ground afterwards, so they had to take him out for that. We have kind of a light night. 7 games in Major League Baseball on a Monday night. So we will come back, and I will give you all of those, including the Taters for this evening. And as I said, the main event tonight is Ohtani back on the mound. He will be the opener, as Dave Roberts called it, against the Padres in Los Angeles. Sounds like one inning for Ohtani to start things off. Back, you said it. Throw him on out there. Why waste him in these live bullpens? Just pitch him in a game.
And, you know, I got to be honest with you. One inning, how candy is that? Like, let him pitch three innings. Like, there's nothing wrong with him. They fixed it. He's fine. He's been throwing every pitch multiple times. He's been working left and right. Like, what is the problem? Let him pitch.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so let's look at these games tonight. And there's actually a good one in Miami with the Phillies and Marlins. Both winners, they both swept over the weekend, and they both have won 5 of 6.
Yeah, they're both playing some pretty good baseball going into this weekend. They will be down at South Beach tonight. It will be Sandy Alcantara going for the Marlins, who, of course, is getting a lot of trade speculation right now, including the Dodgers, among other teams. Mick Kane is able going for the Phillies tonight, who are minus 120 on the road, even money for the Fish, and an 8.5.
I'm going to go Rogie Vachon and take Alcantara and the Fish in South FLA at even money.
Wow, a little Alcantara tonight there for you. All right, next up, the Rockies into Washington against the Nationals. So the Nationals have lost 8 in a row, and they have this awful Rocky team coming into their house. Carson Palmquist against Jake Irvin tonight. Minus 180 for the Nats, plus 150 for the Rockies, and an 8.5.
I mean, I'm not betting on them. I'm not betting on them losing 8 in a row. They hate their manager. They're quitters. I bet on this guy, Tipper Gore, yesterday with all his strikeouts, and he got his ass roasted. Give me the Rockies. You heard me. Plus $1.45. I could care less if I lose. Seriously.
Wow.
I'm not betting on the Nats. I got roasted yesterday on the grill.
Can't have it. I can't get roasted on the grill by the Nats any longer. The Angels are in the Bronx for the next 4 days, I believe. I think this is a four-gamer against the Yankees. Jose Soriano and Clark Schmidt tonight. Minus 190 for the Yankees, plus $1.60 for Anaheim, and an 8.5.
How about they puked all over themselves at Fenway, and I'm going to get $1.60 with Mike Trout hitting 360 lately? I'll take the Angels tonight in the Bronx. Why not?
Why not? Baltimore and Tampa. So Tampa back at Steinbrenner Field. This evening we will have Zach Eflin and Ryan Pepio. Minus 115 for the Rays, minus 105 for the Orioles, and an 8.5.
I already bet the Rays and Pepio to beat Eflin, who's got a better record, and they've been certainly playing a little bit better, but Tampa just swept the Mets. I don't care who's pitching. I'm taking them at Steinbrenner.
The Red Sox, of course, after the big trade last night, as we discussed, will be on a West Coast trip in Seattle. Probably not the worst thing that they are as far away from Boston as possible. After that trade last night, Lucas Giolito against Logan What's Eating Gilbert Grape, minus 180 for Seattle, plus $1.50 for Boston, and a 7.5.
Yeah, after all that drama and their big sweep, and then they flew out to Seattle, I'm taking Gilbert Grape and the M's at T-Mobile.
The Astros will be in Sacramento against the A's. Now, I know this was supposed to be McCullers tonight. They're putting McCullers back on the IL, Scotty. I just saw that come across. So
instead,
it will be Ryan Gusto for Houston. Mitch Spence goes for the A's. Minus 130 Astros, plus $1.10 for the A's, and a 10.5.
Yeah, I already bet it. Run line Astros with McCullers, and now I'm forced to ride Gusto out, which I really don't have a problem with. I'm going to stick by it. Same thing happened to me yesterday. I had Harrison, and they traded him. and the Giants lost 5-4. So I'm assuming the Astros won't cover. They'll win by one and not two. But I got them on the run line, and I bet it this morning.
And finally for tonight, of course, the Padres and the Dodgers get together again, this time in Los Angeles. They were in San Diego last week. Dylan Cease will go for the Padres. Didn't he throw seven shutout innings against the Dodgers last week? I believe that he did. And as we mentioned already, Shohei Ohtani will be the opener for the Dodgers, his first time on the mound in just about 2 years. Dodgers minus 155, plus 130 for the Padres, and an 8.5.
See, you know, he's done well in his career against the Dodgers, but he sucks this year. He's been terrible this year. And look, I bet on the Padres yesterday at plus +111 in Arizona, and they got it done 8-2. I can't bet on this guy tonight. I can't. And I know Ohtani's pitching like one inning. I don't care. All they do is win. Every time you try to bet against them, you get burned again on the grill, but this time with foil wrapped around it, like the corn, when they cook it on the grill with the foil. That's what I'm going to get cooked if I bet against the Dodgers tonight.
Usually there's nothing wrong with, you know, Father's Day barbecues yesterday. You put a little corn on the grill. Everybody enjoys that one. So you spread a little bit of butter,
you know what I mean,
on there.
It really is good. Delicious. A lot of salt.
That's all. Limited slate, but that doesn't mean we can't find some long balls for tonight, right? Let's go. Let's get things cooking. First of all, Giolito's pitching tonight in Seattle. That's an auto for Cal Raleigh. You know I usually don't like going under three, but I will tonight. Plus 280 for Cal Raleigh against the Red Sox and Giolito. I'm going down to Tampa. Gunnar Henderson against Pepio. He's got a homer off him in his career. Good numbers. Plus 350 in that nice hot Tampa air. Two from the A's and the Astros in Sacra Tomato. I'll go Soderstrom at plus 480. Don't care that McCullers isn't in there anymore. And I'm going to go Jeremy Peña on the other side at plus 540 against Spence. And then the big ball of the night is Max Kepler, plus 680 for the Phillies tonight against Alcantara, who has given up homers this year. Kepler does have a homer off Alcantara in his career. I will go with him down at South Beach. Raleigh, Gunner, Soderstrom, Peña, and Kepler tonight.
Ding, ding.
And you know who else I kind of like? And I'll just throw it in there now. Because since you like the Rockies, I'll bring this up. I kind of like that forget the cognac, give me the moniac tonight for the Rockies against Irvin. So well, I think I'm going to throw him in there too. Forget
moniac.
The cognac. Give me the moniac. Mickey Moniac, who I saw in the 550, 560 range. Against Irvin. So we'll take him too. Since you like the Rockies, we'll throw Moniak to get things cooking for us. All right, there you go. Baseball tonight. All right, we've done a lot on the U.S. Open. I did have a Spawn here and a Hatton, if we could squeeze it in before we go to the break.
Right.
Of course, a very wild finish for J.J. Spawn, winning his first ever major. Here he is talking about the emotional finish.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a storybook fairy tale ending, kind of the underdog, you know, fighting back, you know, not giving up, never quitting. Yeah, with the rain and everything, and then the putt. I mean, it's just, you couldn't write a better story. And I'm just so fortunate to be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, I mean, you deserve it, dude. You did it. You got it done. I mean, my man just took it.
Just took it. Of course, we talked about the 60-plus footer on 18. Tyrrell Hatton was getting interviewed after finishing his round in the group ahead of him. Even Hatton, who never says nice things about anyone, had nice things to say about the putt.
What did you do during the rain delay to keep yourself active?
I sat in dining. Oh, he's hold it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable. What a putt to win. That's incredible.
What do you think he's feeling right now?
In shock, I would guess. Unbelievable. Fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah, like he got it done. I mean, my man just got it done. That's
got it done. And I know you saw the handiwork by Wyndham Clark in the locker rooms at
Oakmont.
Not
a good scene, Wyndham. Nice job. Didn't they ban him today? I heard he's been banned.
You're a past champion of the U.S. Open. You can't go tearing up the locker room.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
So I guess they had Josh Smith and Acuna are the players of the week in baseball, but it is what it is. Let's talk pucks, because tomorrow is going to be very stressful for the Edmonton Oilers because everybody loves hockey.
It certainly is going to be a very stressful game number 6 in South Florida for the Oilers. That's because they lost game 5 at home on Saturday night, 5-2, the Panthers end up taking it. Another huge night for Brad Marchand. Are you kidding me, this guy? 2 goals for him on Saturday night, Panthers radio.
To Bouchard, but the pass broken up. Marchand in, pass Wallman, Marchand, and he scores! Marchand went to the backhand. He sneaks it down low, pass Pickard. What an individual effort for Brad Marchand. And the Panthers have taken a 3-0 lead here in game 5.
I mean, this guy did it before with a shorty. He had an overtime winner. Now he has 2 more. I mean, I don't see how they can give him the Conn Smythe when you have Bennett, with 15 in the playoffs. It's just insanity. He's got to be the guy. He carried him through the entire, what are they at, 15 wins? So they need 1 more win. So I don't see how you – I think Marchand's been incredible. I can see how people think he's going to get it. You don't really think they'll give the Conn Smythe to him over a guy that had 15 goals, do you? That's a yes.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close. You know what? Since we're doing this right now, Luke, could you just skip ahead to the Conn Smythe? Throw me the Conn Smythe now. So they have Bennett at minus money now, and Marchand is the – you know, that's still a pretty sizable gap, Scotty. It's going to be Bennett. I thought the boards would be a little bit closer than that. It'll be him.
Well, I just – you know, I think Marchand's been insane, and it's – you know, you think you got to give it to him, but you cannot ignore what Sam Bennett has done, including Saturday night. I mean, the guy scores in every game, and he's got 15 of them in the playoffs. I just – you know – Marchand's got what, 6? It's just the disparity is too much for me. I think Bennett's the Conn Smythe, but I hate to say it because I was so on the Oilers. I think the Panthers are going to finish them off. I think they own them at this point.
Look, you got to remember, and I know some people, not everybody's in for the whole playoff. This award is not like the NBA. This is the entire playoffs.
That's right.
All 4 rounds. If it was like the NBA, it would be Marchand in an absolute layup.
You're right.
The MVP in the finals. But this is for the whole thing, and Bennett's got the bigger body.
I'll tell you what you were right about was more than this, is that you always said Marchand was going to be a huge factor in the series, and he was. That's not the number one thing that you said was correct, was that you said just having one day off and then they played again on Saturday, that they flew there and played immediately, that it was so obvious to me, like you were dead right, that they were so shot. The Oilers looked like they had no legs the entire night. They didn't show up to play in that game. They were never in that game the entire night. They couldn't even get the puck. In fact, I never thought they had any quality chances to score ever. Even, you know, they hit the post once or something. They never had the puck. Like, they got their ass beat, and they looked dead to rights like they were at a funeral.
And look, that was a tough, it was a bit of a tough beat for the under, because I told you I was doing the under off of what I said about the Trout. I mean, it was 2-0 going into the third period. You know, they had two goals going into the third, and then things got a little out of hand. And unfortunately, that empty netter.
It still went over.
Yeah. It still went over. The empty netter at the end put it through with the 5-goal third period for us. Marchand, the first player to score 5 or more goals in the Stanley Cup final with 2 different teams. Remember, he did this for Boston back against Vancouver in 2011.
Screw Boston.
Yes. Marchand, are Marchand and Seth Jones the best in-season additions ever? You sent me that story. Let's not go too crazy with that, all right? We can name a lot of guys, and I always go to, you know who I always go to when they bring up this question. The Butch Goring trade might have started a whole, like, 4 cups in a row for the Islanders. So there's been some really great in-season additions in the history of the Stanley Cup.
I'll bet Seth Jones thinks he's the luckiest guy in the world that he went from the Blackhawks to this, and he's going to win a Stanley Cup because you know they're going to win it.
They are going to win it. We'll hear from Knobloch tomorrow. We don't need that. You mentioned this earlier. Time with the lead in the final. The Panthers have led for 200 minutes and 25 seconds. The Oilers have led.
What do you need to know?
Yeah. The Panthers are the better team.
They dominate them.
McDavid, third fastest player to 150 playoff points. He did it in 94 games. Gretzky did it in 68. Lemieux did it in 86. So third fastest to that mark for Connor McDavid. Only 8 teams have come back in Stanley Cup final history down 3-2 in the series. The last two, Marchand, 2011 Bruins against Vancouver, right, and Crosby with the Penguins in that 2009. And didn't they get whacked like Edmonton did in the Game 5 before winning the
got
Game 6
and 7?
They
got whacked in Game 5. They won Game 6 in Pittsburgh, and then they won Game 7 at Joe Louis Arena, the most incredible hockey game I ever watched in my life. You can watch my uncensored version of it online. Just search Pharrell Calls Game 7, 2009, Red Wings, Penguins, and you'll get a kick out of it.
But I think the biggest thing is what you just mentioned with the Penguins was they had Game 6 back at home to tie the series at 3s. Edmonton's got to go down to South Beach tomorrow night. -146 I've got right now for the Panthers, +122 for the Oilers, 6.5 total again. I want the Oilers to win to get the 7th game, Scotty, but I'm kind of leaning in your corner. I don't know if they can pull it off.
I'm not going to get off of the horse, but I'm not betting that. I think the Panthers win the game. They've kicked their ass 6 ways till Sunday. What they did to them at Edmonton Saturday night was humiliating. I mean, they beat them there. They beat them 6-1 and 5-2. That's all you need to know. 200 minutes they've led. The Oilers, all the Oilers' wins have been lucky in overtime. Draisaitl twice.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. The Penguins are not expected to bring Evgeny Malkin back after his deal ends after next season. Stunning development. 20 years. And it'll be weird to see him finish somewhere else, right? Because you know he's not going to quit. So he'll go and sign somewhere. And he'll have
he
to go and finish his career there.
He doesn't want to play anywhere else.
Yeah. You know, it's none of these guys do, right? The guys that were there their entire careers, they don't really want to do that. Teams that release, the teams release the first 6 players for their Olympic rosters for the Olympics next February. I have no idea why they did this today. Every team did it. United States, Canada, Slovakia, Sweden, Finland. So if you want to know who the first six players are for each team, they're out there. Crosby is one of the six for Canada, as if you didn't know that was going to happen there. Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have resumed contract talks. Good luck. Kamaru Usman beat Joaquin Buckley by unanimous decision at UFC Fight Night in Atlanta Saturday night. Thug Rose.
Thug Rose.
Miranda Maverick as well on the card. You love Thug Rose, Scotty. That's one of your girls right there.
Thug Rose.
Legend. Caitlin Clark was back on Saturday as well. 32 points, 9 dimes, 8 boards. She hit 7 threes to beat the New York Liberty, who I don't think had lost a game before that, right? Was that the first game the Liberty lost this
right.
year?
Right, that was it.
I believe so. Good, nice job by Caitlin Clark. United States Soccer opened the Gold Cup with a 5-0 win over Trinidad and Tobago. I guess everyone can calm down for a couple days. They won a game. They beat Trinidad and Tobago by the 5-0 score. Did you watch any of the UFL Championship? The DC Defenders beat the Michigan Panthers. I hope you had the over. 58-34. Did you watch?
I had it on at halftime when they were up big, and it was like 34-17 or something at the half, and it was over. So I was like, yeah, I'm not watching this.
I don't blame you. I didn't watch it at all. Umberto Rispoli. Who?
How about this guy?
12th jockey in Santa Anita history to ride 6 winners on 1 card. He did that over the weekend. Your boy Umberto. Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And finally for me, I know everyone was upset last year that Joey Chestnut wasn't at that Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Well, good news is for you, he's back this year. Big announcement. Joey Chestnut going to eat hot dogs on the 4th of July back at Coney Island. Everybody's excited.
There's no doubt that he's great and he's unbeatable, and I still don't care. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But I think it's great for everybody. They all love it. Everyone gets their rocks off watching it, and I'm amazed at how people are enamored with watching people shove hot dogs down their throat and look like they're going to vomit. It is the worst thing I've ever seen. Pharrella finished. Jersey Shore creep hit a pen-shaped spy camera in all of the bathrooms going up and down the boardwalk, creeping out on chicks. Your guy with the hidden camera agenda up and down the Jersey Shore. Nothing like going to the shore for some cotton candy and going to the bathroom and having some guy fiending on you. New Jersey's Lake of Death. I just thought that sounded fantastic. Claims its 3rd victim since last summer. If you go in the Lake of Death, you obviously drown. Florida man urinates on $10,500 worth of Spam and Vienna sausages at a Sam's Club. Your guy just came in and decided he'd had enough and went to the bathroom all over the sausage section. Your guy getting involved down in Florida. I thought you did that at the Publix. No, they do it at Sam's Club, huh? Arkansas teen girl mauled to death while feeding neglected pack of 30 to 40 dogs. She went out to feed all the dogs and then they fed on her. What an awful story. An 18-year-old sicko on Long Island allegedly raped 2 11-year-old boys he met on Snapchat. And then he brushed it off to the judge as a prank. I was just kidding, Your Honor, when I raped both of them. Front Office Sports Today, then GTD, then In-Game Live, then Sports Rage on the TV side. Carver and Lisi on the radio side at 8. Get my app, search for all its badass. We'll see you tomorrow at 3. I'm coast to coast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.